Welcome to Rhema for Today.
I'd just soon hear a donkey bray at midnight in a tin barn as to hear that old unbelieving song. They didn't sit around to hold the fort. He said, we went out looking for the devil. We went out looking. We challenged witch doctors individually and collectively and unitedly. We challenged them. Praise God that we'd do a bigger miracle than they did. Now why? Because he's sure of his ground. I knew the greater one was in me. I knew the power that's in me is greater than the power that's in that man.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching on the believer's authority. More next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
That's the reason he's after you, because you're a weakling. But if you'll get a hold of this message, he'll leave you alone. Are you listening to me? Amen. And so that was the devil in these fellas. You know, they'd just jump on me. So I know I've darted down the back alley a many a time to keep from meeting them, because I didn't know whether they were going to whip me right on the street or not. Because I couldn't protect myself. I wasn't strong enough. And I'll tell you, I've run down more back alleys and hidden more doorways and hid behind more bushes. I mean, literally physically, to keep them getting whipped. Because you see, when you're afflicted, and you can't fight and take up for yourself, and then you're an orphan boy, then everybody wants to run over you, because that proves how big they are. And then I got saved. Well, thank God I knew I was saved, all right. I didn't know all my rights and privileges, but I'm so happy I was saved, you see. I got saved. I got healed by the power of God. I left that bed of affliction preaching that Jesus saves and heals. He's coming again and that he hears and answers prayer. But I didn't know the authority that I had, you know. The devil's always sticking his head up everywhere. You know that as well as I do. And then the devil gave me a few times, you know, and rubbed my nose in the sand, you know. And I'll tell you, when I'd see the devil had come in, I'd run down the back alley to get away from him so I wouldn't meet him, you see. Or hide somewhere till he went by. Because I just didn't want to meet him. But then I got into the Word. Way back there as a Baptist boy, before I ever got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I got into the Word. I began to see who I was. I began to see what I had. I began to study God's Word on the subject. And you know, bless God, I left the house looking for the devil. Beforehand, I was sort of sneaking around, you see, you know, just sort of sneaking around, you know. And if he happened to show up, boy, I ducked in somewhere real quick. But this time, I just got right out in the middle of the street. You know what I mean, figuratively speaking. Walked right down the middle of the street, praise God, looking for him. Said, boy, I hope he does show up. I went out looking for him. And he saw me coming. He said, uh-oh, I can tell the way that fella looks. I can tell by his walk. He started running down the alley. You know, he didn't want to meet me, because he didn't want to get whipped again. He's been whipped once. Jesus already defeated him. He didn't want that thrown up in his face again, you know. And so he just ran. He didn't even bother with me at all. And if you could learn that, he won't get within 100 feet of you. And you won't have to get up and testify the devil's been after me all the week. And you won't have to be like the preacher. I was preaching a certain full gospel convention, and one of the preachers said to me, well, Brother Hagin, I've got the devil on the run. I said, well, praise the Lord. He said, the trouble is, though, I'm a running, he's after me. Well, now, that's wrong, too. You won't be a running and him after you. He'll be running the other way. Are you listening to me? Amen. Amen. I was reading after Dr. John Leakes, a man who's mightily used of God. God called him over to South Africa at the turn of the century as an apostle, really, to Africa, a missionary. And he said when he got over there, he attended a missionary conference. The missionaries from all different groups, all groups of religion, they were having a conference, and they invited him. Now, see, this is at the turn of the century. And so he said, they invited him to come, and he shared with them about divine healing and the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and all that was new back there at the turn of the century, you know. And so they were quite taken up with it, and they couldn't just altogether understand everything that was going on. And so one of the discussions, though, that these missionaries were having at this conference was they were talking about witch doctors. Because, you see, they was over there in Africa, and they had come up against these psychic powers and witch doctors, and were not able to deal with them. And so Lake said, I shared with them some of my experience. And he said, it is absolutely amazing the things that I've seen them perform through psychic phenomenon. Absolutely amazing. He said, on one occasion, for instance, back there in Africa, he said, I happened to be with, they were two particular chiefs. They was about 60 miles apart, but they were enemies of one another and jealous of one another. And he said, I heard one of these chiefs say to some of them, said, I'm going to have the witch doctor to set that other chief on fire next Sunday. And Lake said, I rode my horse 60 miles. I wanted to see that. I rode my horse 60 miles, didn't tell this other chief, you see, what's going to happen. On Sunday, these chiefs, they've got cattle and so on. They'll go out and round them up on Sunday. That's their day to do that. That's roundup day, sort of. And so he said, I rode out with this chief and ride along right side beside it. And he began to get hot, and he got hotter, and he got hotter, and he got hotter, and he turned purple all over. And he said, I know something about medicine, medical science, because Lake was educated along that line in his previous days. And so he said, I feared that the man would have a stroke because his blood pressure had run up so high. You see, he'd have a paralytic stroke. And finally he said, that man was just as hot as fire all over. And that he fell off of his horse, just panting for breath, just exhausted. You touch him, you kiss like you touched a hot stove. And so he said, I said to the men with me, well, we've let this go far enough. I just wanted to see it. Said, let's take authority over it in the name of Jesus. And we just laid hands on him, though the man wasn't a Christian, but we had authority over the powers of the devil. And said, we commanded that thing to cease. I'm thoroughly convinced, he said, the man would have died if we hadn't. But we took authority over it. And bless God, that thing was shattered. The man's life was saved. And he said, I related that to these people at this missionary conference. And I said to them, instead of you all sitting around here scared and afraid, he hadn't given us a spirit of fear, and talking about what we can do and we can't do that, why don't you go out and cast the devil out of them witch doctors? And he said, that so shocked them, they said, cast the devil out of them? Boy, we don't want to have anything to do. He said, they'll cast the devil out of you. But Lake said that was one of the secrets of his success. In that, just in 5 years' time, God gave him 100,000 people and 1,200 native men, missionaries was, that we didn't wait for something to come with us. You know, the church has been sitting around for years of singing, Hold the Fort. I'd just soon hear a donkey bray at midnight in a tin barn as to hear that old unbelieving song. They didn't sit around to hold the fort. He said, we went out looking for the devil. We went out looking. We challenged witch doctors individually and collectively and unitedly. We challenged them. Praise God that we'd do a bigger miracle than they did. Now why? Because he's sure of his ground. I knew the greater one was in me. I knew the power that's in me is greater than the power that's in that man. Too many times missionaries will come back here and will tell us, well, I'll tell you, the devil's power is so strong you can't do anything, and yet they've got God in them. Praise God, if they'd just learned to turn God loose, it would put that devil power on the run. Are you listening to me? Absolutely the truth. When are we going to wake up, praise God, and know that these things are true? And so, God, Lake said, it wasn't that we had any kind of a special something from God. He said, I just taught my people, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And we just acted like it. That's all, just acted like it. The greater one's in me. The greater one's in me. He said, we not only went out to seek these witch doctors, but we challenged them separately and unitedly. We challenged them by the power of God, we delivered the people from their power. And when these people were delivered, they were so thankful because they were delivered from a lifelong bondage, you see, of superstition and psychological spirit control, an evil spirit. But you see, he said, he's not given us a spirit of fear, Well, that means we shouldn't have any fear of anything. Devil, demon, sickness, or disease. I've had people say to me, Brother Hagin, aren't you afraid that you'll get that virus? I said, no, I'm not afraid I'll get that virus. Preacher standing right beside me, born again, spirit filled preacher. Said, I don't know why, but I'm just afraid I will. The next day he came down with it. I never did have it because I wasn't afraid of it. You see, the devil knows when you're afraid. You see, the whole nature, this whole world of nature, you see, is because man sinned. You know, when the curse is lifted from the earth, the lion and the lamb will lie down together. You know that? You know that? And in the 8th chapter of Romans, the Bible said, the whole creation groaneth in travail, looking forward to that day, you see, when that will be lifted. They're under a curse too. I learned the secret as a little boy. You see, actually, before I grew up and got saved, I was in contact with God. Paul said, I was alive without the law once. But the law came and sin revived and I died. Now, what did he mean? He meant as a child, my spirit was alive unto God because his spirit came from God. But when he got up old enough, reached the age of accountability to know right from wrong, you see, when the law came, sin revived and I died. Spiritually, you see, because the fall of man, he naturally followed the wrongdoing, so then he had to be born again. But the spirit of a little child, not just born again children, their spirit's in contact with God. Are you listening to me? I've talked to some of them. I've seen some of those children where their parents were not even saved that had visions and revelations. Never been saved, but they were little children, you see. They knew things were going to happen. They knew things, certain things were coming off. You see what I mean?
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's 4-CD set entitled Stirred Up to Pray. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Forget Not. Last but not least is Kenneth E. Hagin's mini book, Knowing What Belongs to Us. All these items are for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You know, people hear us all the time say, thank you for helping us to bring hope, help, and healing. Uh-huh. And we're talking to those that are our word partners. And what is a word partner? It's somebody that prays for us regularly and sends us an offering at least once a month, whatever they can afford to send to help us to continue Rhema Bible College and continue
all the outreaches.
All the outreaches that we have all over the world. So if you would like to become a partner with us, just go to rhema.org/WPC, and all the information is there, and we welcome you to become one of those that's helping us to bring hope, help, and healing
to the world.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin on the Believer's Authority. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.